Exercise 1B, page 36.
Our next guest is Gerald Parker from the local zoo, and he's come to tell us about their new animal adoption scheme. Welcome to the show, Gerald.
Thank you. You know, I always love coming on your show, Richard.
Well, we've certainly learnt a lot from you about the animal kingdom. Today, I'd like to ask you what this animal adoption scheme is all about. Many of our listeners have written in asking for more details.
This is a scheme that we came up with to help pay for the upkeep of the zoo and the cost of taking care of the animals. As you know, Richard, the zoo has been experiencing financial difficulties for some time, and this is one way we can make sure that the animals don't have to pay the price.
I understand that you've had a very good response, even though the programme hasn't been up and running for very long.
Oh, yes. I'm happy to say that so far it has been a great success. We got over 100 applicants in the first 6 weeks.
Well, I think most of us would agree that it is a very worthy cause. Now, according to your leaflet, it costs £30 a year to adopt an animal. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Can you tell us exactly how this money is used to help the animals?
Of course. £27 goes towards the cost of providing food and medical attention for the animal you have selected. The remaining £3 pays for the administration cost of running the adoption scheme.
I see. Well, that doesn't seem expensive to me. This information leaflet you gave me also mentions something about regular updates on the welfare of the adopted animal.
Oh, yes. Every foster parent gets a monthly newsletter with pictures and information about their adopted animal. They also get an official adoption certificate and a free zoo t-shirt when they join.
That sounds like a good deal to me. So, Gerald, if any of our listeners are interested in your animal adoption scheme, what should they do?
Well, they can come down to the zoo and fill out an application form, or they can call us and we'll be happy to send them one.
Okay, thanks. Now we're going to take some phone calls from our listeners.